You usually don't think of a fort coming under new ownership, but that's what happened to this site that bears the name of a frontier legend. And it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Jim Bridger established a fort in what is today southwestern Wyoming in 1843. The enterprise supplied immigrants headed west on the Oregon and California trails. But a decade later, Bridger ran into conflict with some of the Mormons who were passing over that same trail to Utah.
There were some allegations that Jim Bridger was selling liquor and ammunition to the Indians. And as the Indian agent for the area, Brigham Young thought that that needed to be stopped. And 150 men were sent to arrest Bridger, who heard they were coming, and so he left.
Lindsay Beyer says that when Bridger fled, the fort came under new ownership.
The records do show that the Mormons paid two installments of $4,000 each, although Bridger never was able to show clear title to it. Since he couldn't, I doubt the Mormons actually could.
In 1857, the U.S. military was sent to Utah, but they never made it that far.
They were headed to Salt Lake City with some territorial officials to replace those in Salt Lake City. They got as far as Fort Bridger, and they found that Jim Bridger's fort had been burned at their approach as part of the scorch and burn policy from the Mormons. They did that on purpose.
The military established an outpost here. They remained in the area until 1890.
The soldiers, for the most part, kept the trails open for the pioneers to come through. It was also a staging area as the railroad came through for supplies.
Although the immigrant trails to Oregon and California were drawing to a close, that did not mean there were not travelers heading through Fort Bridger in the 20th century as well. That final chapter of the Fort Bridger story is next time. So travel the countryside in Fort Bridger, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCray.